Welcome to the Midday Now for Thursday afternoon. I'm Norman Gilliland, back in our Buck studio again today, meaning live music, which is a great pleasure for us here at WPR, and I think I hope for you too out there. I'm sure that will be the case today. With me, members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, which is a large kind of fluctuating group that has been around for 35 years. And with me at the moment, at the piano, Jeffrey Sykes, and also Ellen Kay will be weighing in later with the clarinet, and Stephanie Sanambrogio as our violinist. And then also, kind of a silent partner today only, one of the co-founders with Jeffrey of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, flutist Stephanie Judd. Welcome, one and all.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 35th season of Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. We began back in 1992. Jeffrey was still a doctoral student. I was a new professor, and we started this on a lark, and here we still are.
The lark is still singing.
With concerts, 3 weeks, a three-week festival. Our first concert is going to be this Friday night, June 5th, and our last concert this year is on June 28th at Taliesin. So our concerts are at, most of them are at Collins Hall in the Hamel Music Center at the university. But then there are a couple more in Stoughton Opera House and at Taliesin. So we are excited to be presenting the most stellar group of musicians that we've probably ever had. And Jeffrey's going to tell you a little bit more about the season, but welcome and hope to see you there.
All right, Jeffrey, you're on.
It's an amazing season. We call it Never Say Never. That's the title for the season. And the reason for that is, you know, Stephanie said we started this on a lark, and it's really true. We just one day thought, oh, you know, let's put on a music festival.
Of course.
And let's do all these crazy things, these ideas that we've had forever. Like, let's give away door prizes. Let's have mystery guests. And so many people said, oh, it's never going to work. That's never going to fly. People will never buy into something like that. And here we are 35 years later, doing extremely well, with astounding support from this community. I mean, we have wonderful supporters, wonderful board members, incredible volunteers.
Some pretty good performers.
Yeah, and I gotta say, they are no slouches, you know? Alan here and Stephanie Sanambrogio here, they are not slouches. And everybody who's come in this whole season is just fantastic. We're so excited about it.
And kind of one of your trademarks for Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society is this kind of audience interaction, which I think more ensembles are doing today in terms of, you know, addressing the audience before a piece and setting it up and that kind of thing. But you guys have been doing it for a very long time.
Well, it was kind of a new thing when we started doing this. I mean, this was, concerts. I grew up going to concerts that were fantastic concerts, but they had a sort of stuffy atmosphere. They felt a little bit like going to, like going to the prayer breakfast or something a little bit, right? It didn't feel like I had, as an audience member, had much of a connection with people performing. And that's something that Stephanie and I really wanted to change, because we actually like people. We like our audience, and we want to talk to them, and we want to hear how they think and how they feel and what their reactions are. And we learn so much from them. And, of course, the only way you can learn from anybody is if you listen to them, right?
Okay, well, let's listen to you, a couple of you. That would be you, Jeffrey, and you, Stephanie Sanambrogio, and about this piece you're going to play.
www.bachdancing.org.
You need a sandwich board. Walk up and down State Street.
So we are going to start, Stephanie Sanambrogio and I are going to start with a piece that is, I mean, it's not a new piece, it's an old piece, but it's a kind of a new piece for us, a discovery, I suppose, something that this is the violin sonata in F major of Dvorak, Antonín Dvorak. And it's a piece that is, for some reason, not often played. Neither of us had ever played it.
It's charming,
I had
though.
Never heard, still, other than us, I have never heard a live performance of this in a concert hall. And we both think it's a masterpiece. It was written in 1880. It is just full of incredible charm and energy and excitement and beauty. The first movement is feels kind of Brahmsian in a certain way with that great Dvorak inflection to it. The second movement is just pure gorgeousness from beginning to end. So simple and so beautiful in a way that only Dvorak could be. And the third movement is the rousing, dazzling finale. Super fun. You know, you can get up. Everybody should be like getting up out of their seats and dancing while they listen to it.
The Dvorak Violin Sonata in F.
Thank you.
Hard not to dance, even while playing that movement, the finale there of the Dvorak Violin Sonata in F, the violinist for our occasion today here in our Buck studio, Stephanie Sanambrogio, and the pianist Jeffrey Sykes with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And I will give out our quiz question right after this here on WPR. To get the results of yesterday's Word Square quiz question, you can go to our website, and that's just Midday and WPR, and you will see the answers to all of our quiz questions going back a long ways, illustrated too, no less, and that includes yesterday's Word Square. Here's today's question from our creature feature department. Identify the entity described in the following. It's what I call a gimme. Pretty straightforward, this one. In the deep of the pool by his weir, he is safe when his stalkers appear. He has made his life nicer by design and incisor, that ingenious, slick engineer. Identify the entity in the next 22 minutes by emailing us at midday@wpr.org, or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda. Here it is again, briefly. In the deep of the pool by his weir, he is safe when his stalkers appear. He has made his life nicer by design and incisor, that ingenious, slick engineer. Identify the entity in that description there, and maybe you'll win the prize today. And we'll all have the prize of the upcoming performance here of members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, now with Strum Stravinsky. There are a total of 5 movements, and what can you tell us about the first 3?
Hi, this is Alan Kay, clarinetist. First of all, I should say this piece was written in 1918 for an interesting pairing of clarinet and bassoon, trumpet, trombone, and violin and contrabass and percussion. And the original tour was funded by a guy by the name of Werner Reinhardt, who was an amateur clarinetist and very wealthy guy and good friend of Stravinsky's. And as a gift for supporting this tour, Stravinsky made this trio version that we're about to play for you for clarinet, violin, and piano for his friend Werner Reinhardt. Very nice thing. And within the pages of this pencil score that he handed to Werner Reinhardt was a very famous piece for solo clarinet, maybe the very first famous piece for unaccompanied clarinet, the solo pieces, 3 solo pieces for clarinet. So he really got quite a gift out of that incredible generosity. And it's a Faustian tale. We have a soldier and a devil and a violin, which is the soul of the soldier. We're going to play the first 3 movements first. One is a march movement, Marche du Soldat. And the second one is about the soldier's violin. The soldier begins to play the violin after pulling it out of his backpack after hours of trudging home. And the third one is called Petit Concert, a little concert. So those are the first 3 movements of this wonderful version of L'Histoire du Soldat, the soldier's tale. Thank you.
Jaunty, isn't it? Those were the first three movements of the five of The Soldier's Tale by Stravinsky, The Soldier's March, The Soldier's Violin, and just now Little Concert. And we'll get to the other two, and I'll repeat our quiz question too right after this here on WPR. Quiz question again goes like this. In the deep of the pool by his weir, he is safe when his stalkers appear. He has made his life nicer by design and incisor, that ingenious, slick engineer. Who does that refer to? And you have about 10 minutes to answer by emailing us at midday@wpr.org, or you can call Amanda at 1-800-442-7106. We'll see who wins today's prize just before 1 o'clock. And now back to The Soldier's Tale. Last two movements.
So this is Stephanie Santambrogio, the violinist. And I just thought I'd share a little bit about the next two big movements. But the first one is Tango, Waltz, and Ragtime. And I'll just say that when I first learned this thing in college, it was so challenging. I mean, you'll see the meter. It says 2-4, 5-16, 3-8, 7-something. It's crazy. And I remember just figuring out the rhythm before I even picked up my violin. And that really helped. And now it doesn't seem quite so hard. Anyway, so this is the Tango, Waltz, Ragtime, which is continuous. And then we'll take a breath and change clarinets and go on to the Devil's Dance, the final movement of L'Histoire du Soldat. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, everybody take a breath. quite the workout and fun to watch, too. And, of course, you're going to be playing this, I assume, fairly soon with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, one of the upcoming concerts.
This weekend. We're going to be playing it this weekend.
There's a concert. Let's see. There's one Saturday night.
Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, all at the Collins Hall at the Hamill Center. Friday night at 7:30, we're featuring Sally Chisholm, the violist, and then this piece, the L'Histoire, and the Dvorak are both on Saturday night. And then Sunday is a totally different program at 2:30, including the wonderful Harbison Mirabai songs by John Harbison.
To look forward to. And if anybody wants to find out more about that, they can go to
BachDancing.org.
Okay, BachDancing.org to find out more about this 2026 season for the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. And we've had pleasure meeting two new performers to at least Wisconsin Public Radio, and Stephanie Santambrosio, and also on the piano.
Alan Kay at the clarinet.
Yeah. And on the clarinet, Jeffrey Sykes at the piano. So great. Great to have you play two clarinets, no less. Our quiz question for today went like this. In the deep of the pool by his weir, he is safe when his stalkers appear. He has made his life nicer with design and incisor, that ingenious slick engineer. Any takers on that one here in our studio? A beaver. Okay, the award goes to the beaver identifier. That's right. Your prize is in the mail. Along with a check, yeah. Well, great having you with me and all of our audience, of course, here from our Buck studio. And our winner today is Ann Weger of Milwaukee. And so we'll send her a prize, which does not have to do with beavers, but it does have to do with wildlife. And that is this book, Among the Bears, Raising Orphan Cubs in the Wild by Benjamin Killam. We'll be sending that to our winner in Milwaukee today. And again, you can find out the results of any of these quiz questions. They're illustrated and all of that on our website, which is at all you have to do is go to Midday WPR, and you will find all those quiz questions going back a long way. Thanks to Brad Kohlberg, our engineer, and Ava Karagian, who is in our broadcast studio getting this to you and also does our website. And also thanks to Amanda for answering your phone calls today during our quiz exercise. There's more music in the hour to come with Lori right after the latest stories in the news from NPR.